Right, kids, it's story time again. So, two nights ago, I woke up at like 2 in the morning, and I had been like sleep fasting for my days off. And so I did wake up around 2, and I was hungry. And I hadn't eaten anything but a little bowl of spaghetti in like 36 hours. So, you know, in my neighborhood, nothing's open at 2 in the morning. Everything closes around 10. So I got dressed and took a quick shower and got on the train. And about two neighborhoods over, there's a White Castle that's open all night. There's not much in terms of all-night dining except for a couple fast food restaurants and a couple diners in a two or three neighborhood radius. So I get on the train. The train arrives at my station. I sit down at the end of a bench, and at the far end of the other side of the bench is this black kid, and he's got, you know, typical what they're doing now for the past 2 years, these street scumbags. You know, he's wearing all black, he's got the fucking, you know, he's well overdressed for the weather, he's got the fucking knit hat on. His fucking eyes are almost covered, and he's got that baklava, you know, typical fucking terrorist look, scumbag fucking thief. So, as soon, like, probably like 10 seconds after I sat down, he like huffed and puffed and got up and went to go sit somewhere else, like further away from me. So even though he made like a little scene or whatever, hey, that's his prerogative, you know what I mean? If he wants to sit somewhere else, fuck it. But then like the train went like one stop. So then he walks by me and he's like huffing and puffing again. And he goes like into the next subway car. But then he starts like fucking cursing and getting like stupid. Like it's obvious, like it's directed at me. So I didn't say anything. He went into the next car. But then I got off the train on my stop. And I walked and I looked into the next car and he was still like fucking eyeballing me. So I did that thing where you put like your fingers towards your eyes and you point to the guy. And he fucking spazzed out and he said, "Suck my fucking dick." So I went on the train. He wasn't expecting that. And he leaped out of his seat and he hooked off on me. He actually caught me in my like my lip. And then I just like fucking grabbed him and he's a little dude. So I just shoved his fucking head down and... Eventually, like after about 20, 25 seconds of tussling, he was basically, he had an adrenaline rush and the adrenaline rush subsided after about 15 or 20 seconds. And then I, you know, he was grabbing me, holding on for his dear fucking life, like grabbing onto my clothes because he knows if he can keep me in, I can't really hook off and pop him in the face the way he needs to be popped. So then, I just started putting like fucking shoving his head down. He wasn't a big kid. He was like 5'6", 155 pounds, something like that. He was like strong. He was a strong little bastard, but most of it was adrenaline. Anyway, when I started shoving his head down, he hit like he started like going lower and lower to the ground. Like he was trying to like do it like a squat against me pushing him, and I fucking pushed him down to the ground. And then he like was trying to evade me. He was like scurrying across the floor and I just kept like crawling towards him and I jumped on top of him. And then he started crying like a bitch, big fucking tough nigger. And he's fucking crying, "Get off me, get off me." He's like looking, he's telling like the fucking other people to get me off of him. Then some other fucking nigger bitch has a fucking cell phone. She's recording me. Some other fucking goon goes into the, to go fucking, tell the conductor what's going on. So now I can't bleed this kid because he's got like people like ready to fucking rat me out to the cops. So I can't do that. So I like just stayed on top of him and he kept crying like a little bitch. He was real pathetic. And then like this, of course, this black girl had to insert herself into it because black women make everything all about them. Everything has to be about them. She's, "Oh, I can't deal with this noise. I had a rough day. Watch out, break it up, blah, blah, blah." Meanwhile, when the guy rocked me in my face, she was all right with that. But because I'm fucking winning, now she wants to be the fucking, you know, the social justice warrior and pull me off of him because basically it was fucking over for him. I could have choked him. I could have headbutted his fucking nose. I could have done anything. I had complete control of his body. And he was crying like a little bitch. Get off of me. Oh, get off of me. And then when I let him go, then he's fucking copping a plea still. And I said, what happened? Because he told me to suck his dick. I said, what happened to suck my dick? Where did suck my dick go? You know, because these guys, they like to fucking act up and get stupid and see if he thought he was going to hook off of me and he was going to knock me out. But he's just too small to knock me out. He couldn't do it. So when he couldn't knock me out, he started getting real scared. And so basically, I got off the train and the fucking bitch was taking video of me. So I've been looking for the video online, but I think she doesn't want to post it because the kid looks so faggoty and so bad that she don't want to post it on. You know, it makes him look bad. You know, it's like if that kid had hooked off on me and knocked me down, she'd have posted that. But because I was on top of this kid and he was crying like a bitch, she didn't want to post that. So I'm waiting to see what happens. It's been like 24 hours. And I'm waiting to see if I can find the video, but she hasn't posted it yet.